This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Sliding needload or sapphire through the groobers of a disky right to the middling. Oh, never, never, never. Oh, dear. You know, Hi-Defi is something, a creation of one of the several wonders of the great worm for the pleasure of the discerning public for their eardropers to be deep in joy where two through gather together and listening to the loudoscopers for some creation of joy, man-made special effectors as one can demonstrate, and I'll touch upon that later. And the folly of it. Oh, yes. Now, let's take for a start where the microphobia picks up that which is a joy for your hi-fi impinge on the drums. Right. Now, we have that which first sound emanale and goes for lollipadoo. Listen for the echoed. Here we have a voice. Slightly removed and ricochet back from a flat surfeit surfaces. 60 dB decay or time. Follow back through your own ear droves and to the brain bocker for an echo inspirale. You know, the joy of this inspirale as it talks back onto your ear does show a very fine ephemeral result, almost magicold in its Aladdin caber or any special type of reflex which sound can be used. Never confuse this with the delayed which sound which follows through to give you a different oral effect. Here, talk. One through Fido. There's no echo in this, but a delayed time where the words follow on to the foot levers of what's early, say, and coasty creepy up on you with a deep folly joy load. That shows how you can get that words which creepy up on you like a shadow in the early mortgage, or, shall we say, a ghost in the deep of the night. The third method, and not to be misconstrued or confused with the ordinary echo or delayed, is that which comes back, not like a ricochet, but addy most up to an invertebrale. And so as I tell you, it's not a pleasant experience where one can disappear in ever decrease which the circload of its own fundamold, I can tell you. Now, this brings to mind the very fine sounds which can be co-relayed to gab together and artificial mode for giving you the of the horse's hoopers. Now, listen to this deep joy of the philolop. Yes. Now, you might have imagined a through to one or bar one, the Epstein corpse, where they're going round Tatnam Corby, where the bookies holding up his hand, clabbage, and signal-fied to give you the very fine sounds of a real horsex. But believe me, this was a disembodied electronic horseps for hitting the high defido effect. Oh, yes. What joys one can have also from the little fountain doing its trittly how. Thank you. Oh, for Lullaby Down, there's a deep joy in this, which scintillates of crystal clear, much as might have been emanailed by a piece of music. Now, there is such a thing as a joyful hi-defi of silence. Just listen to this. The full enjoyment, a full encompassment, the whole spectrode of sound manifest in a silence such as that, covering from through D-beal up through the whole spectrode of ambient noisings, so that if your own ears have a tick in them, do remove the waxy and stuff in a matching style. There is also the scratching of an insect onto a membrane, and this, when magnified up, is the oral equivalent of that which is under the microscope through thousand load or times. So do try, if you can, not to get involved in this any time you're out on a picnic and have a bee snatching on your own sort of nostrum or anything like that. Otherwise, they leave their sting in, which, if I'm pass on this time, is equivalent of a bee sting to the finest need load for scratching it into the image of a Buckman mile, which, as you know, is ever decreasing for the spiral of the flat surfaces of a disc itself. The full soul of expression in hi-fi, we must demonstrate the embryo sounds of the first recall. And for the first acousti of the gathering of the orchestrale, conductor baton raisy, all ready for the drop in a 1-2 through folly in the foy, and he starts the orchestra grove. Now, this is the early cylindricold where they even fumble to get in on the cylinder to make his first recall. Listen to this very, sorry, embryo joy for a middle frequency sobers, but yet understood as had to be done in those days. And then the great trend, the progress in the 50-year loaders, which half turn of the century up to the early Thurpers, 40 through, 50 Fido, and now in the 60 Woe. Here we have the great full-range manifest ale of the Chai Cobber, and that for a wonderful as the, you can just imagine, you can see the passing out of the balaclavs there, Treadley in the snowball, and all the yetis up in the hillocks away there, and as the great cannons drawn forth, so the wars of the Tostings farewell of joy, and the great nations gathering most in the great finale crescendo. But never a sacrilege, if you don't mind.
philosophers. Professor Stanley Unwin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed an honour to address you. I would like to start off, if I may, by qualifying this nonsense, which, of course, is really a very serious thing in the form of the basic English 25 do. It comprised the vowel sound and threp, so please don't confuse or stretch the pigeonholes of your mind to encompass what these sounds really are. They do, in fact, go back to Ethelrebus, Unready, King Alfred's and Burnt Capers, where, you know, the the toast fell in. And, of course, the dear lady did get a very cross knit and smote him across the eardrum, Excalibur, the great sword. The great sword which Risley Huff and Merlin forevermore was the beginning of the great constitution of the great English-speaking people odors of these Ilone. Oh, yes. You know, goes right back to long before the Emerald Isle was dropped into the water and the discovery of the earthy Aeolian harp in the northern parts, long before, and where the leprechauns chitly how in the early morning. The leprechauns chitly how there to the shinny shanny of the water, and not fully understood by our friends across the water, but freely borrowed by Sir James Baron. There's a fault. Now, this basic English 25 do can be applied to many things. It is a form of expression, and things that need expressing, like folk lordings, music, philosophold, and all the deep thoughts of the human being do come within this reign. And therefore, I would like to say that it is basically a form of expression. Now, let's come first of all to music. We'll take the popular form. Now, with folklore as a basis, you know, music through the ages, we'll go back to Genghis Corpse, where across the rolling steppes of the great plains, you had this hollow tree trunker where they and philolloped it to convey a message. Now, I'm not going to say that the contrapuntal modi of the first bip, bop, trittly and the how that they gave was going to manifest itself today in the way it has, but it was carried on from that. Now, apart from these very early days when, as you know, the world was painted on the stomachs and you had the female load of the species being dragged in and around by the male load of Darwin's early origin of the species by a poyer along the streakers there, it was a real deep folly. And from this springs the expression of the deep sorrow of the individuhold. Oh, yes. Now, we must make a big jump because time doesn't allow to go through the whole gamut of the Middle Age where they burn it in the stakers and they also had this early form of expression which manifests itself in song as well as painting and the very other arts. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, the Caribbean, I think, was one of the great beginnings because from that moment and up to Dale, we had this deep thoracus which ran round this Mississippi Valley and the teeming valley of that where you had the first carvey hut and the contents of the bent piper, which they both out. And they also carved one another the real huffaloed out of the high streakers. And one bistrol after another, so you had these carvey contents. First of all, there would be your early trumpet blow, a 10-cent trumpet, which is slightly bent off shot gold, and they used to bring this up to the lippers, and even then, they used to purse the lips with spitting off a little hair and real deep, very fine, blasty bloom. Oh, there was a joy in this. Josky Adams, Stevin Chale, lift that barge and flollop that bale. All these things. Oh, yes. Now, today we have, of course, many manifestos of the traditional jazzy. You have the very fine trumpy, or the trombone, shall we say, was the slidey huff. I don't know whether you'd like... Would you like me to qualify with the slidey huff?
Yes.
Good. Well, in a trombone, this is a cimbrant brass whose tones are an aggregale for the pitchy of sliding this barrel huffalo down at interval, which gives either the minor mode, if you're expressing something deep, sorrowful, or a very fine major blasket for something joyful. Oh, <yeah. laughs> Now, with the clarinepers. Now, clarinepers was the simbrant piece of wood which is stuffing in the mouthpiece. either you could have the obold, which is a very, very fine, thin one and tickles the tongue for sort of laughing at the back of a saliva gland. Or the saxophobia, which later on was adult sax discovered at 1850-fold for a very fine waily jazzy. Always a joy. Oh, yes. Well, so much the instrumold in the popular classy. I'll touch on the catgut and scrapie later, because for the violins and the cello or the deep bass and plucky, there is another story. So I'll touch on that in the classicold a little later. Now, for vocal, the rhythm, where those lift that barge, girton in the foil, stuffing over the ship and all come boil, all this had to be done in that way. Oh, yes. you have a great exponent today in the Lonington Donegold, where he likes to do a whimsicold and diggy, or your father dustbold and shove it in the grub. Because only by being compressed in a small space with the lid stuffed on and trying to get it in how can you suffer your old man's a dust bill and get your rhythm worked out. Delivered twice every Thursday, collect the dolls and get it back cheap, half price of quoting. Oh, yes. Another manifest of expression is the song which give it, so the Venus de Milo, this woman with a sawn-off arm right pegger, which you know goes back to the ancient Greeks, as beauty in a classical form where all marble and stand with one arm shot in half and the right leg cocky hup. Now, also, you have the female ode and the male who mix it together to give the different range of expressy in a Mickey and Griff type thing to express the blend which comes from a male ode and the female ode of the species in the message they have to offer. So I hope that you'll be able to hear them doing that. Where? And even if the records are through and seps or five and through Fardy, I'd still buy them.
Thank you.
Now to the classical form. Well, in the orchestra, you have a distribute or the balance of the woodwillie and the strings and the Simbrant brass, not the brick house brass and gastric. That's another deep polyformed expression. With the strings, of course, you have the very fine Stradivold or Catgut and Scrapey, the first violin, which we can probably deal with questions. But with the conductor, who philolops the baton, Huffalo Dowder, so much and draws the attraction from the eyebolt. Let's not underestimate for the conductor, because, after all, he's there not only as a figurehead, but to draw forth from the various sections of the orchestral that which he, she, or the others, and plenty female do a fine Scrapey too. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. From Vivaldi and Rossini and Scarparelli, Carruthers Folly and Grumblefold, all these deep fundamentals of music have the medieval fundamental of expression in the classical form. And later on, of course, you had the fine whimsy collie, the modern idiom which creepy in, like the Aaron Copland, and also the 12-toman scale, because it's a great shame about the 8-tone scale, which is not enough room to give a full-fold folly expression of the meaning of the composer in itself. Oh, no. No, in India, you had the fruity four tonal scale, which is sliding glissando from the deepy brace profundo up to the trittly high of the highest ever ricci. And in this scope and the magnitude of it, so the deep fold or expression of the human bill of that teeming continent stretching in the north, the Himalayan and the Yeti with the old scalp and dangle it right down. Oh. Through the Contilode to the little island of a teardrop of Ceylon on the other Emma. But in order to express this, you've got the orchestra with its full understab and the manipulation and mastery of his individual hold of the instrument through the eyes, ears, and the hand wave it Huffalo Dad of the conductor. Enesco, Susie Kinder, Alice Raunthorpers, all these have a deep joy. And in the classic hold, you could express yourself through a blow it and saga for the mouth orb. Oh. Nay, never for this. Of this instrument, you can, if only, the mastery which is known how through the technique for changing the glissando scales, change a B-flat major, SU3 major, and Herkut as you press in this little philolloper up the end. But it's one form. Of course, one of the very difficult instruments, the French hormone, which... it's a horn with a large flare whose resonant quality is not for the present of three valvers. Oh no, because many an upper palate has been lost by the person who's tried to take this up there and say blown his own teeth inside how down his throat and given up the instrument over on the garbage patch for somebody to buy it cheaply, because it's a terrible and it takes years. Oh yes.
Thanks for listening.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.